All right, what do you say we move on to Spy versus Pie?
He's a dad's dad, or maybe your mom's dad, in the basement, or maybe the dungeon. He's bringing back potions and coins.
I have very sparse notes on this song. What I have is, instead of hearing it's a grand parade, I heard it's a vampire rave. And I remember singing along in my head to It's a Vampire Rave and liking the song.
Because you forgot what the title was after 70, 80 of them?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd much rather hear vampire rave music than carnival or parade music.
Fair enough.
I realized in this that I actually hate parade music, and I didn't quite understand that right away. But yeah, not a fan. Sousa, fuck you, buddy.
This is the other one that I believe is Grandpa Raid instead of Grant Parade, if I remember properly. And of course, Inflatable Vegetables did their Grandpa Raid too. That's kind of the problem with with 100 reiterations of things. It's like you're gonna have the same joke repeated, you know. And there's like, I've been told really early on, if you have a joke or if you have a fun pun or something like that that you come up with, don't go to Google to find out if it's been done before, because it has. Not only has it been done before, it's been done a zillion times. Like what was the one from Center Square? The alcohol of fame,
right?
It was something that I came up with as a pun, and so I googled that, and of course everybody's done it before. So like, it's been done a zillion times, but I thought, I'm so proud of this pun I came up with. And this is the same sort of a thing. So if you have 100 songs that are about Grand Parade, then somebody's gonna tweak it. And then here we have two people tweaking it. I'm sure they came up with it independently. Congratulations. I think it's kind of fun and funny, and it's always neat to get a little twist on it. But anyhow, I'm already talking too much about one song, and I haven't even gotten to the song itself. But anyhow, I love what this guy is doing with the backing vocals. There's this high harmony above, and then the baritone and octave below during the singing of the song. And that is just so gets me with the rumble, you know. It gets kind of me in my chest and stuff like that, and it's just a great sort of separation that way. But this is like one of those that I think I'm going to put on a playlist, and it just keeps on sort of getting stuck in my head. So I'm definitely voting for this.
I'm a fan of the combo of Brian F. and Abominominous, which is Spy versus Pie. One of my all-time favorite song fight songs is their song Save a Pony from the Glue Factory, which is a list song full of My Little Ponies. It's a great tune. So I enjoy their team-ups, and this is no different. It's a fun little song. I feel like if you're having a jam session with your friends and, you know, they come out and they do their little tune together, you know, it's a little acoustic and it's kind of a little fun with some jokes in there, and you just have yourself a good time. And that's what you're going to get out of this. So it's nothing special, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah. And Ryan, I'm not going to turn you into the pun plagiarism police today. you're safe.
Okay.